The Higher Education Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Emma, please call the roll.
Chair Schoaf.
Here.
Vice Chair Placencia.
Here.
Representative Benjamin.
Present.
Representatives Anderson.
Here.
Baker.
Here.
Caruso.
Here.
Chambliss.
Here.
Cross.
Here.
Daniels. Franklin, excuse. Garcia.
Present.
Griffiths.
Here.
Maggard, excuse. Boris. Redmond.
Here.
A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Quorum being present, I want to welcome all of you here on this wonderful Friday afternoon, and make sure you turn off anything that makes noises. We have two bills today. Two. Rep. Silvers, you are recognized.
Thank you, Chair, Vice Chair, Ranking Members, Committee Members. HB 707 authorizes Florida universities to retain in excess of the 7% minimum of their budget without including these funds in their carry forward spending plans. The bill allows for universities to save their carry forward funds for a rainy day. The Auditor General has interpreted the current statute to be a maximum, which means that any amount over 7% minimum carry forward must be included in the university's carry forward spending plan with limited authority for the saving. That is the bill, and there's an amendment.
Thank you. Please recognize, or you're recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Chair. The amendment clarifies that carry forward funds in excess of the statutory required 7% minimum may be retained as an annual reserve balance, and any reserve funds are reported to the Board of Governors. The universities will be able to include the contingency reserves as part of their carry forward spending plan moving forward. That is the amendment.
All right. Members, do we have any questions on the amendment? Rep. Caruso, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon, Representative. Are there reporting requirements that they have to make to the BOG?
Yes.
You're recognized.
Oh, sorry. Thank you, Chair. Yes, as in statute, if they're going to spend those funds, they have to get it approved by the Board of Governors.
Follow up?
Yes. Thank you.
You're recognized.
So they have to present a plan.
Could you hold on 1 second? Let me ask a representative from the Board of Governors.
Sure.
Is it a plan? Yes.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
All right. Any other questions? Rep. Cross.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Silvers. The current procedure right now, is there anything that prevents them from being able to use those funds going forward, or do they simply have to have a plan for that in excess of the 7%?
I want to remind everyone, we are on the questions on the amendment right now, but you're welcome to answer that if you're ready.
Sure. Is that okay?
Yep.
Sure. The question is there any limitations on how those funds can be spent? Mm-hmm. Yes. There's the funds can only be spent in a certain way. It has to be approved by the Board of Governors. There is increased transparency with the funds and the carry-forward funds as a result of the amendment and the bill.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome. Any other questions? All right, seeing none, public testimony on the amendment. All right, we have one on the amendment. It's going to be from, Lee Altony. Yep, Lee? You're going to be waving in support. Thank you very much. Any debate on the amendment, members? Debate, seeing none. Rep. Silvers, you are recognized to close on your amendment.
Wave.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying yay. Yay. Opposed, no. Show the amendment adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Members, do we have any questions on the bill? You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Representative, can these funds are general revenue funds that are being reserved for a rainy day. Can they be used? Is there a restriction against using them for capital expenditure other than it's got to get pre-approved from the board? Or is it in statute that they can't be used for capital expenditure?
Sorry, Chair.
You're recognized.
I believe it's currently limited in statute. Let me confirm. It is, yes.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have any other questions on the bill as amended? All right, public testimony. All right, we've got Mr. Lee again waving in support. Thank you, sir. We've got Sarah Massey with the Florida Chamber of Commerce. Let's see. Waving in opposition. Okay, waving in support. Got the check mark. My fault. Chris Emanuel, University of Florida, Director of Government Affairs. Let's see. You are waving in support as well. All right. That is all of that. Let's see. I'm sorry, Lena. We're having trouble locating your card, but okay. Very good. Thank you. If you'll make sure you turn that in, we'd appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. Back on track now. We've got any debate members, any debate? All right. Seeing none. Rep. Silvers, you are recognized to close on your bill.
I'll wave close.
Okay. Excellent. Emma, please call the roll on the bill.
Chair Schoaf.
Yes.
Vice Chair Placencia?
Yes.
Ranking Member Benjamin?
Yes.
Representatives Anderson?
Yes.
Baker?
Yes.
Caruso?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Cross?
Yes.
Daniels? Franklin? Garcia?
Yes.
Griffiths?
Yes.
Maggard? Porras? Rudman?
Yes.
11 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you. By your vote, show the bill passes.
Thank you.
Now I'm going to pass the gavel to my Vice Chair.
Thank you. We will now hear HB 501 by Representative Schoaf. Representative Schoaf, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you. This bill is pretty simple. Ladies and gentlemen, we are changing the name of Tallahassee Community College to Tallahassee State College. There's an estimated financial impact of $500,000, but this will be absorbed by the institution and expended over two fiscal years, and that is the bill.
Questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, is there any public testimony on the bill? Okay, I see here. Candace Gross, Chief of Staff, TCC, wave in support. Anyone else? Members, any debate? Seeing none, Representative Schoaf, you are recognized to close on the bill.
I'll wave close.
Emma, please call the roll.
Chair Schoaf?
Yes.
Vice Chair Hawkins? I'm sorry. Vice Chair Placencia?
Yes.
Ranking Member Benjamin?
Yes.
Representatives Anderson?
Yes.
Baker?
Yes.
Caruso?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Cross?
Yes.
Daniels? Franklin? Garcia?
Yes.
Griffiths?
Yes.
Maggard? Porras? Rudman?
Yes.
11 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you. By your vote, the bill passes.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. I want to thank you all for coming out. We'll try to keep this meeting as tight as possible and get the people's business done. So thank you for your time today. This concludes our committee agenda. There's no further business. Rep. Chambliss moves, we rise. Without objection, sure the meeting is adjourned.